Good morning, 738 News Radio, 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Chief, welcome back. Chief, it's a habit. Sorry. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. I just think y'all shouldn't be allowed to change titles, because once I got it embedded in my brain, it's so hard to fix. Like, you know, when Governor Scott became a senator, he's still the governor to me, but, you know, whatever. I'll figure it out. Anything happen over the weekend that we ought to know about?
No, we haven't had, luckily we haven't had anything over the last couple of days. We had a couple of unity-type events, but we haven't had anything to actually report on the criminal side of things.
Well, that is good news. I'll take that. Yeah, you were involved in a couple of things Sunday and also Monday, right? One was this unity rally at the First Baptist Church on Sunday. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have, over the last couple of years, we have had a Pastor Ron Mantini with the Myrtle Grove Baptist Church, or formerly with the Myrtle Grove Baptist Church. He started a couple of years ago what he called a unity rally, and we would march from the church. A number of churches participated, march over to Escambia High School where we would have a rally. Well, last weekend, we had an event on Sunday, and it was basically called a unity rally, but what it was many churches all along Palafox Street. We started at First Baptist Church and went all the way down to Government Street. And basically, it was an opportunity for us to get together. There were prayers. There were just a commitment to unity and a lot of prayers for various members in our community, including our government, our leaders, law enforcement, first responders. I'm just proud to be a part of it. And I want to say thank you to Pastor Ron Mantini and his group of people, just some fantastic people and a great event.
Well, that's good. And I mean, just to me, it's always, when the churches, especially the role that churches play in the Black community particularly, but just generally, when churches and law enforcement can be visibly seen cooperating, working together, and as you say, working towards unity, that's all to the good, in my opinion. Then you also had this another kind of a unity meeting, yesterday at the New Adoration Church, is that right?
That's correct. The parade was canceled because of COVID, but because it was Martin Luther King Day, we had a kind of a round table discussion. Ellison Bennett was there, Marcel Davis, a number of people were there. Mayor Robinson was there. I was there. Captain Reese from the Pensacola Police Department was there. Ashley McDonald, Terry and Black, Charles Thorne. There were a number of people that were there. And basically we sat down and we discussed our individual roles, but also the collective role that we could have regarding making our community better. We didn't really target one specific event or one specific thing. We basically just went around the room and talked to each other and asked what we had to offer and what concerns we have. And then we left there with a commitment to meet again. And we don't want to wait until something terrible happens. Hopefully nothing does happen, but we wanted to go ahead and get together and have these discussions so that, there's some solutions and some moving forward that things can be a little bit better.
Yeah, you cannot build, it's very, very difficult, I should say, to build a relationship in a crisis. You build the relationship, and then the crisis will show you whether you did a good job building it. Hey, Skanska, are you listening? Anyway, not to talk about something completely different. But anything from that meeting that was a takeaway? I mean, just getting together and talking is perfectly fine for leaders, but was there any takeaway as far as the sheriff's agency goes that you got from that meeting?
Well, I think that when you have meetings like that and you have open dialogue, I think that what I always take away is that we're a lot more similar than we are different. You know, we all want the same things. We may have a different idea of how to get there. We may have different backgrounds. We may have, a different pace. I admitted when I stood up, I said, I admit that I'm impatient. I don't want to just have meetings to say we're having meetings. I've been to enough of those. When we're going to have a meeting, if we stand up and as long as we're moving forward, as long as things are getting done, as long as, we agree that this is a proper path to take, then I'm involved. I want to be involved. But if we get to where all we're doing is meeting to say that we had a meeting, then I'm out and I'll look for something, that I think we can engage in that can have a meaningful impact to our community.
Well, I like that approach. Hey, I did kind of mention the bridge mostly as an aside, but it does raise a question that I've been meaning to ask you about. You obviously have a substation out on the beach, And it's always been weird. Like, the shape of Escambia County has always been weird. It's got, I assume it's got to be especially problematic now, as the separation is basically from Escambia to an hour away as an island that you also are responsible for policing. How is that, if at all, affecting the ability to police the beach?
Well, it's tricky. I mean, obviously, we have a substation on the beach. Some of them live in that area. Some live in Gulf Breeze, so it's a little easier trek for them. But for the most part, you have to take the long way around. I can tell you, though, that with the bridge being out, the calls for service are down, as you can imagine. It's become a lot more quieter island community. But we do have some calls for service, and we're making the best of it. We're like everyone else, and we hope that the bridge can be completed, hopefully on time, and that people can start to enjoy Pensacola Beach again.
I would like to get past saying hopefully to expectantly, but I'm with you. I'm like, hopefully on time. Yeah. We'll see kind of how that works out. Hey, one other thing I wanted to ask you about, you and I talked last week, and I know this has been a big push of yours, is you want to get body cameras. Have you come up with an actual proposal yet for the Board of County Commissioners? Do we have a price tag or anything yet?
Yes, we actually submitted a request to use what were CARES Act grant dollars. Much like Sheriff Bob Johnson did over in Santa Rosa County, he asked for body cameras, and I think he asked for in-car cameras as well. We have in-car cameras in all of our cars, so I have submitted a request to a Board of County Commissioner to use the dollars that were CARES Act dollars. I'm not sure if they are still in a CARES Act fund or if they've been transferred over to the general fund yet. That's up to the Board of County Commissioners to decide. But my request is for 268 body cameras to the tune of about $935,000. And I don't know if it's on their agenda for this week. My hope is that it is. And my hope is that they see this as the priority that I see it as. Help us in transparency. I think in today's day and age, people want transparency in their government. They certainly want transparency in their law enforcement agency. And with Santa Rosa County going to body cameras, as you and I both know, Pensacola Police Department has been with body cameras for years now. We would be not only the largest agency, but the only agency without body cameras. And obviously that's a heavy lift for us in our existing budget. So my hope is that they will consider that and provide the funding through these CARES Act dollars.
Sheriff, just on these body cameras, are you ordering the same thing that PPD currently has? Would this be like a third generation of cameras? What's the kind of, because I'm just kind of curious about cross familiarity and compatibility, if that's even an issue.
Yeah, it's going to be the same. We have cameras in our cars, we would call in-car cameras, and what we're looking at is to purchase a body camera that will integrate with that camera itself so that it's seamless from the body camera to the in-car camera. And the videos are all in the same, same download.
Okay. All right. Very good. And that's going to be the same system that PPD currently uses?
Yeah, it's the WatchGuard system. That's my understanding, yes.
All right. Very good. Hey, the last thing I wanted to ask you about, and obviously I support this. I thought PPD in general, historically, under your leadership and under Chief Leiter's leadership, innovating 100 different ways, and, we can see the same thing now in the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, I hope. The last thing I wanted to ask you about is, since you became sheriff, I have noted a particular emphasis on a particular message in your social media and billboards and things like this. You have one thing you want people to do: lock the doors. Is that right?
Yeah, our hope is that if it's not a habit of yours, if you're on social media, and many people are, and at 9 o'clock, what we want is for this breaking news or something, they look at it and they say, hey, I did forget to lock my door, or I am going to double check. Now, there's almost no way to verify whether this is working, but you've got to believe that if we reach, over 60,000 people, that a couple people will say, I forgot to do that. I would do that. If I'm sitting at my in my living room watching television, I see that pop up, I will probably stand up and make sure that I have locked my car doors. And if I have left a gun in my car, I'll remember to go and get that gun to retrieve it, because it does you no good in an empty car, and take that with me. So, yes, we have had it on the billboards, and now we just want people to understand, or maybe just a reminder, to lock your car doors and keep these thieves at bay.
And let me assure people on your behalf that if it's annoying to be reminded every day at 9 o'clock to check your car and make sure it's locked, it is far more annoying to not be reminded and then to have your car get things stolen out of it because you didn't lock it. That is far, far worse, and that's what we're trying to prevent. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, it is a pleasure. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Angie. Y'all take care.